smile, though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. I wonder if anybody knows who wrote that amazing song by Jimmy Durante. I don't have prizes yet to give away, but if you can call in and tell us, I will be very impressed, because it is an unusual person who you might not otherwise know. I hope Richard will remind me to tell you who it was before the show's end. Otherwise, I will have teased you for nothing. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Again, it's Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live, call in at 866-564-1290 or toll free at 866-54-1290. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's Sallan like in psychology.com. Our next segment is Teen Rap with special guest Rabbi Paul Kipnis, the head rabbi at Congregation Kor Ami in Calabasas, and the man who helped my two sons with the bar mitzvah, as well as the man I enjoy a spirited debate every now and then on politics, which we will not be doing today. Rabbi Kipnis has been spiritual leader of Congregation Or Ami in California, Calabasas, California, for 11 years. He previously served as summer camp director and a professional youth worker with the North American Federation of Temple Youth. He has trained in addictions treatment and spiritual care at Hazleton Treatment Center. Welcome, Rabbi Paul.
Hi, great to be here, Bruce.
It's really a pleasure to have you on our show. You know, our topic is, were your mother or father and or father there for you? And I think it's a serious topic. I can't imagine you haven't faced it many times from congregants that had issues with their parents. So I'd love your take on the column and the concept.
Look, the reality I find is that we all struggle with our parents when they're living and when they're dead. Even if they were great parents, we all have times that we wonder, are we living up to their ideal? Do they accept us enough? Do they love us? Are they proud of us? And after they're gone, those concerns still play out in our head. You referenced that a little bit with the previous guest. It's a struggle, and it's not easy to work through it. The challenge is to find a way to talk to the parents, to talk to our parents about it while we're still young, while they're still living, if we can, if they're open to it, if we're open to it. And if not, then to find other ways to work it through, because it can hold us down before we can move on to find the beauty and blessings in life.
Well, well said, well said. I find that I really am grateful to the times I did things for my parents while they were alive, and I am glad to say that even though my folks are now gone, they lived a long life, and I don't have any regrets other than just missing them.
And I know that from the conversations before and after, while they were alive and after they died, that you had a great relationship with them, as did your kids with them.
Yeah, I was lucky, but a lot of people have not had such positive relationships, and I hear from them all the time via my writing and my websites, and it's painful. Having two kids of my own, and I know you have three, I just can't imagine not being there, not fully loving them. And I, of course, am dealing with my boy's mother, who has abandoned them and not seen them in over 3 years. So it's been an ongoing issue for them and us. We're fortunate that we now have, they have a new stepmom in their life that is very giving and loving, but it's pain, and it never will go away. I have an email here that I think would be interesting to read, and we also have a caller. No, we don't have a caller. Okay. Rabbi Paul, let me read this email and get your thoughts. It's from Bob in Moore Park, California, and he writes, "This topic really hits home for me as my father left me and my siblings when we were very young. He's since returned now that I'm an adult and have kids of my own. I find it almost impossible to forgive him, yet I don't want to deny my kids their grandfather. How can I let go of this anger?"
Wow, that is a classic challenge. As parents abandon and then later in life realize their mistake, they come back and they expect the kids to turn around and accept them and forgive. In my religion, each religion has its own way of dealing with it, but in my religion, also in life, the process of forgiveness, we call it teshuva, it's turning around on the right path, is not quick and easy. You can't just go on Oprah, as we like to do these days, and say, I'm sorry publicly, and everything's forgiven. The pain that's caused by abandonment runs so deep and lasts so long that a grandparent, a parent coming back into someone's life, has to recognize that and be open to a long process before they're accepted back. The person, Bob, who wants to find, I hear in his letter a desire that his grandkids, that his kids have a relationship with their grandparents.
Possibly, it seems, I'm reading between the lines, a relationship that he didn't have.
Yeah, and I give him a lot of credit for being open to that. He's already taken the first steps on the path towards forgiving his dad by even being open and considering that. And that's a really great thing that he's done. How does he do it? I wouldn't say I'm sorry right away, flippantly. I'm sorry. I wouldn't say I forgive you flippantly, because the pain runs deeper. I'd say, Dad, I'm willing for you to have a relationship with my kids if you're willing to do the long work we have to do together to repair our relationship. And know it's not going to happen tomorrow or next month, and it may take many months, but I'm willing to open my kids' life to you if you're willing to work the process with me.
I think that's well said. How would you approach a similar situation with a dead parent, and you're still carrying the anger?
Yeah, I think a lot of talk therapy or group therapy is part of the process. It's a recognition that sometimes there are reasons that a parent leaves that we can't understand. Sometimes it has to do with the one who's abandoned, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's not related to the kid, but it's related to the parent, who he or she isn't, what he or she can or can't do. And so the first step is to stop either blaming oneself or saying it's because of me that they left.
Well, that is so key, and it's amazing how many kids internalize that. We are almost running out of time, but I want to quickly at least read this email and leave it as maybe an open question, because it really strikes me as something of great value and particularly appropriate to a clergy person, which is, and it's signed from Scott in Los Angeles, and it's actually addressed to you. It just came in. Rabbi, how would you say the commandment about honoring your parents applies if you have a lousy parent?
Honoring means you don't disrespect them publicly. It means you don't necessarily trash their name out in public. It means you accord them levels of respect. It doesn't mean that, and there's a difference between a teen and an adult, but it doesn't mean that you have to change your life for them or live according to their standards. I'm thinking we're talking about an adult now.
Actually, the interpretation of the word honor really helps me with that, and I thank you. We are actually running out of time, Rabbi Paul. Where can people reach you if you'd like to be reached?
The website is www.orami.org, O-R-A-M-I.org. It's the congregation website, and it has all the links there.
Well, thank you again for being a guest. I hope you'll join me again. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Good job. Good work.
Thanks so much, Rabbi. It's time for another break. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. You're listening to The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSBM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.